Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, July 24th, 2023, through Friday, July 28th, 2023. Monday, July 24th, 2023. UK citizens sentenced to 5 years for crypto crime offenses. Joseph James O'Connor, a.k.a. Plugwalk Joe, was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for his role in a wide array of cybercrime offenses. In July 2020, O'Connor participated in a conspiracy to gain unauthorized access to social media accounts maintained by Twitter. In early 2020, O'Connor co-conspirators used social engineering techniques to obtain unauthorized access to administrative tools used by Twitter to maintain its operations. Those co-conspirators were able to use the tools to transfer control of certain Twitter accounts from their rightful owners to various unauthorized users. In other instances, the co-conspirators sold access to a variety of Twitter accounts, including accounts associated with public figures around the world. A number of Twitter accounts targeted by O'Connor were subsequently transferred away from their rightful owners. O'Connor agreed to purchase unauthorized access to one Twitter account for $10,000. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. Central Valley, California man sentenced to over 6 years in prison for $9 million cow manure Ponzi scheme. Ray Brewer was sentenced to 6 years and 9 months in prison for running a multi-million dollar fraud scheme where he purported to turn cow manure into green energy. According to court records, from March 2014 through December 2019, Brewer stole $8,750,000 from investors by claiming to build anaerobic digesters on dairies in Fresno, Kern, Kings, and Tulare counties, as well as other counties in California and Idaho. Anaerobic digesters are large machines that use microorganisms to break down biodegradable material and turn it into methane. Brewer's investors were supposed to receive 66% of all net profits as well as tax incentives. After Brewer received the investors' money, he transferred the funds to multiple other bank accounts that he opened in the names of different entities, his family members, and an alias. He used false descriptions for the transfers. He did so to conceal the location, source, ownership, and control of the money before using it for personal expenditures. The expenditures included 2 plots of land that were 10 or more acres each, a 3,700-square-foot custom home, and new Dodge Ram pickup trucks. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, July 26, 2023. Attorney and former U.S. congressional candidate indicted for defrauding clients of more than $5 million in escrow funds. Attorney and former candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, Abhijit Das, a.k.a. Beej, was indicted by a federal jury in Boston on June 20, 2023, on 10 counts of wire fraud. Das was arrested in June 2023 in connection with a scheme to defraud a business-to-business supply company based in India out of millions of dollars and using clients' funds for business and personal expenses, including the purchase of a $2.7 million home in Boca Raton, Florida. Das was previously arrested in June 2021 for allegedly violating the Federal Election Campaign Act and false statements. The indictment alleges that Das diverted more than $5 million in escrow funds from his clients' accounts to other accounts and used the funds for personal expenses, including expenses for his law firm, a yacht owned by one of his hotels, as well as $2.7 million for his Boca Raton home. Das allegedly induced his clients to transfer their funds to accounts he controlled in multi-step, layered transactions under the guise of legal advice about the risk of potential litigation and provided clients with fraudulent and forged account statements to conceal the scheme. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, July 27th, 2023. Investment firm operator charged with running $100 million Ponzi scheme. Darren Anthony Robinson, the operator of a supposed foreign exchange trading firm, has been charged with running a Ponzi scheme which obtained $100 million from investors. Robinson allegedly operated a sponsored trading firm known as QYU, which was located in Panama and the Cayman Islands. The complaint alleges that QYU was simply a Ponzi scheme. Investors' funds were largely not used for trading activity. Instead, new investor funds were used to pay other investor distributions, cover KYU business expenses, compensate KYU employees, and fund Robinson's lifestyle. The complaint indicates that QYU obtained an estimated $100 million from investors. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, July 28, 2023. Ohio financial planner pleads guilty to promoting illegal charitable contributions tax scheme. Rayo Garuda, president and CEO of Associated Concepts Agency, allegedly engaged in a scheme known as the Advanced Legacy Plan or the Ultimate Tax Plan to assist high-income individuals in unlawfully reducing their taxes using a plan organized, marketed, and sold by a co-conspirator, Individual A. ACA's former chief operating officer previously pleaded guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States on September 26, 2022. To accomplish this scheme, Garuda, Individual A, and other co-conspirators instructed clients to A. transfer assets to an LLC in exchange for 100% ownership interest in the LLC, B. assign the 100% ownership interest to a charity controlled by co-conspirators, and C. claim a charitable tax deduction for the purported donation. Garuda and others marketed the scheme as a way for clients to receive tax deductions without relinquishing control over the LLC or its assets. Garuda marketed the scheme despite being warned by several attorneys over the years that the scheme is illegal, such as one attorney describing the scheme as clearly fraudulent. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.